Die Landbrücke zwischen Nord- und Südamerika, bestehend aus den Ländern Belize, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica und Panama, ist hierzulande vielleicht dem einen oder anderen ein Begriff, doch dessen literarische Kunst und Werke sind womöglich eher wenigen bekannt. In den 1980er Jahren war das anders, da verbreitete sich die Literatur mittelamerikanischer Dichter und Autoren auch in Europa noch sehr stark und das soll jetzt auch wieder so sein. Ein Anfang gibt es hier in der Uni Bielefeld, nämlich mit einer poetischen Lesung unter dem Titel Tres Poetas Centroamericanos. Und eine der Veranstalterinnen ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Ich begrüße Alina Munoz. Hello.
Hello.
Can you just introduce yourself?
Yes. So my name is Alina and I come from Costa Rica and I made here the Master of Inter-American Studies and now I'm working for the Department of Inter-American Studies.
And I've heard that you were actually the first one or the main person who initiated the event.
When I heard that one of the poets, Luis Chavez, he comes from Costa Rica, so I knew him from before, and he was elected to be a resident in the artist program in Berlin, so he would spend 1 year in Berlin. So I thought, it would be great to bring him here and maybe make a lecture or something like that. And then I thought, what if we make it a Central American poetry night? Since I think, as you said, not so much is known anymore about what is being produced there. And I think this is a great opportunity to bring the poets and get some acknowledgement. So that's how the idea came to life. And then I contacted Centrum für Ästhetik and they were very nice. And they said, okay, yeah, let's make an event. And then the international office also came on board, the Lilly Fakultät and the Fachsprachenzentrum.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit more about the authors? Why did you invite especially these authors? What is special about them?
Well, as I said, Luis Chavez is one of the most known in Central America at the moment. The poet, he's a great poet. He has been translated into several languages. He has been also published in Argentina, even in Germany. There's been translations of some of his books. So he's really known. And since I knew him from before, I knew it would be easy to get him to come here. And then Joanna Rabe, she's young, but she's also very good. She's been selected as one of the young voices of poetry in Spanish of the moment. And she lives in Berlin too. So that made it very easy for me to bring them here. Mm-hmm. And then Alan Mills, he also lives in Berlin. He's studying there and he comes from Guatemala. And he's also an important poet from the region.
Okay, great. And the event is supposed to be not only a reading, but there's also a discussion planned. What do you want to pick out as a central theme? I mean, how did you come up with that idea?
The idea is to talk about the state of poetry right now in Central America, what it means to be a poet. Is it possible? Is it hard? Also, I think it's interesting to ask about how is it living in Germany as a Central American poet? How have they been received? How many lectures have they attended? So just to discuss a little bit the state of poetry and...
It's very interesting. And what do you think, why is literature of Central American authors not that common in our country so far?
I think it is just because the whole region is a little bit invisible for the rest of the world because the countries are very small and sometimes people pay more attention to Mexico or Argentina that are great in producing literature and not so much in what is being produced in Central America, which is also very diverse and interesting. So I think it's a great opportunity to let people know that Central America is also producing great works.
Yes, absolutely. And when does it take place and what do we have to do if we want to take part?
Yeah, so it's going to be next Monday, the 14th of December, from 6 to 8 at night. It's in the Fachsprachenzentrum lounge. So you can just come by, take a seat and listen. And when you have questions, you can also participate in that discussion. We would be very pleased if you could join us.
Great. Okay, thank you very much for being here today. Die Lesung Tres Poetas Centroamericanos findet am 14. Dezember im Fachsprachenzentrum der Uni statt. Der Eintritt ist frei. Die sollte man sich, denke ich, auf jeden Fall ansehen, denn es werden drei Nachwuchsautoren aus Mittelamerika ihre Werke in Originalsprache vorstellen und außerdem steht eine Diskussion über die zentralamerikanische Gegenwartslyrik auf dem Plan. Mehr Infos zur Veranstaltung gibt's auf unserer Homepage unter der Rubrik Herz International.